we're talking to Sue Droughton, and Sue is the public relations officer for Zonta Club of Caboolture, and they're a passionate group of women and men that have been working to improve the lives of women and girls in our local community and beyond for over 30 years. Sue is here to tell us about their project for 2026, and it's the emergency toiletry bags and how local businesses can become involved. Tell us about all of this, please, Sue.
Hello, Rosemary. How are you today? You good?
Very well, thank you. And just can't wait to hear about our wonderful Zonta Club.
Thank you. Rosemary, the emergency toiletry bags, we have done that for many, many years. But this year, one of our agencies that we support in the Caboolture-Morayfield area has asked us, particularly with winter coming on, if we could help with emergency toiletry bags. So we've taken on a project that we're going to fill in the next within the next month. We're going to fill 200 toiletry bags. Now, I might point out at this stage too that the toiletry bags they're made out of material that have been kindly donated to the Zonta Club, and then the ladies at the Beachmere Bay, Palm Lake Beachmere Bay Resort, the craft ladies there have turned that material into 200 bags for us. So the bags that the Beachmere Bay craft ladies have made for us, we're going to have a, shall we say, a filling day. So we're going to fill these 200 bags with emergency toiletry packs, emergency toiletry needs, because as I said, with winter coming up, this is when they're needed the most. So that's going to be our project for this coming winter for 2026.
Right. Now, Sue, I believe you're sort of calling out to the corporate sector for a little bit of a hand here.
Yes, Rosemary, that is correct. Quite often businesses, local businesses, they might receive boxes of, let's say, toothpaste and toothbrushes and deodorants, but the packaging might be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't put that on their shelves to sell. So if we could receive those items, because in an emergency toiletry bag, nobody really cares if there's a broken box or a torn something or other. So we would love to hear from businesses in the Caboolture-Morayfield area who would have items that we could use for emergency toiletry bags. I mean, as I say, there's lots and lots of items. And if you wish, when you're ready, Rosemary, we'll go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so if anybody has these sort of things, they can contact me and I'll give you my mobile phone number, or Rosemary, you can refer to us.
Absolutely. Yes, Sue.
Go through you, and then I will make arrangements to come and pick it up.
All right. And that's how they can – and just regular listeners can donate as well, Sue.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That will be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I have – I actually have one huge big bag here of just little tissue packs. Not much. It doesn't sound much, does it?
No,
but they're all things that homeless women desperately need. We need feminine hygiene products. We need, just anything, shampoo, conditioner, combs, brushes, moisturiser, soap and washers, anything like that.
Yeah.
That we can pop into these bags. And as I mentioned earlier, we have an agency in the area who is desperate for this type of thing. So that's what we're going to be doing as soon as we can gather enough products to put into these bags.
Lovely. Now, Sue, is there a little bit of recognition or acknowledgement for any of the corporate supporters? Because, it's pretty important
absolutely.
To them. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Rosemary. We often, like, for instance, with our breast cushions, as you know, we do breast cushions.
Yes.
We acknowledge the people who have donated. We acknowledge the people who have made the bags for us. Absolutely. Yeah, it's so important. It's a wonderful project to be involved with, and we are more than happy to promote any business or any sector that can help us. Absolutely.
Lovely.
Yes.
And Sue, I'm just thinking, with the ladies that are sewing these bags for you, how lovely is it to have a nice little cloth bag that you can keep your goodies in, and if it gets grubby, it can be laundered, and, you keep yourself looking good, and the things in the bag can keep you feeling a whole lot better about everything as well. So what a lovely thought for Zonta.
It's such an important Feminine hygiene is so important for women's esteem, for their sense of well-being, their sense of feeling good.
Yep.
It's just so important.
Yeah. I'm pleased to hear that.
Yep. We do as much as we possibly can to encourage that.
Okay. And just on that a little bit, Sue, if I was in desperate need of something, how would I go about contacting you guys?
Well, as I've said in the past, Rosemary, yep, we work with agencies.
Yes.
So if someone was in just, I mean, obviously the very first port of call is always the police.
Yes.
If there's someone and she's in desperate need of anything, be it help, physical help, she must always contact the police first.
Yeah. Yep.
So through the police, we have agencies that work in with police. You know, we're very, very fortunate that the police have been funded millions of extra dollars to help women escape domestic violence. So we're really, really pleased about that. But the police have, they know the agencies in this area.
Yeah.
From agency, of course, is the Centre Against Domestic Abuse. Now, any woman can go to that centre, and they're one of our agencies. That's one of the agencies that we very proudly support. So anyone who needs help, police first, and then the police will quite often, it depends
refer
on what
them.
They're... Yeah, yep. It depends on what their needs are. It depends if whether they need emergency housing. It depends on what, if they need urgent financial help. The police have great powers in helping women escape domestic violence.
Look, what an inspiring conversation, Sue. Thank you so much. And listeners, it's a reminder of just how much a small, dedicated group of people can do for their community. Whether you're a local business looking to give back or someone who's simply wanting to help a woman in crisis feel a little bit more dignified and supported, Club of Caboolture has absolutely made a huge difference, and if with your help they can make it even better. If you're interested and you want to hear more about Zonta projects, go to the podcast on 1015fm.com.au. Thank you so much, Sue, for talking to us today.
It's been a pleasure, Rosemary, as always. Thank you very much.